another mumble.
Can I just check whether we are going to need the B versions of the other bills as well? And if so, whether copies of that are being prepared for us? Thanks, Shannon.
They are busy with the other two, the basic conditions of employment, the amendments. I would say now the integrated version, which is B, and also the labor relations amendment, the integrated version. In the meantime, in front of us now we have the integrated one on national minimum wage, at least there's the B31B 2017. Everybody's got that one. Okay. So this is an integrated one then. Any objection on the cover page? Yes, the cover page. Yeah. You have the same.
Yeah.
At the bottom it says B31B.
Okay.
No objection. Okay. On page, I take it as page 2. I will then read the bill. To provide for national minimum wage, to establish the National Minimum Wage Commission, to provide for the composition and functions of the National Minimum Wage Commission, to provide for the review and annual adjustment of the national minimum wage, to provide for exemption from paying the national minimum wage, and to provide for matters connected therewith. So that's the purpose of the bill. Any objection? We're not going to go to the content. I mean, to the, but we'll go to the clauses on page 4, chapter 1. I will just indicate this section. Section 1. No objection. Section 2, the purpose of the Act. As well as the application. 3. 4. On chapter 2. No objection. 5.
Thank you very much, Chair.
as the EFF, we still believe that the minimum wage bill will do nothing to alleviate poverty and equality. And the 20 rand per hour is too little. Thank you.
We note your input on this national minimum wage. Honorable Sam?
Yeah, Chair, I was to support and the amendments as they are taking into consideration that this will address the plight of our farm workers and the dwellers. It is, of course, the start, and we must start somewhere in South Africa to achieve bigger. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I want to support what the Honorable Mkanga has just said. We are not saying what we have now or what we are putting in front of our people is enough. We are saying as long as we are starting somewhere, we are pleading to everybody and also to the community out there that they should support at least somewhere where we are starting. And then in the long run, obviously we're going to go up. Is better than what they are having now. There's nothing at the moment. So that is why I have to support what the Honorable Mkanga is saying. Thank you very much.
The bill is adopted by the committee without any amendments, but we also note the objection of EFF. I don't know whether it's an objection from the DA. That you're not objecting to the
answer. May I chair, let's locate this chair to probably accept to the bill. The bill, when you look at chapter section 3, the application of the Act, our objection is based precisely on the general application of the Act, because it will apply to all employees and employers. Now our argument is exactly on that. That's why we are locating it to say we do not agree as the TA on the general application, but we support the minimum wage if it were to be applied per sector, because we hold the view that not all sectors can afford it now, currently. And given the unemployment rate that unfortunately is rising instead of declining, then we are, in fact, if we continue with the general application, then it becomes, you know, problematic. In that it will, not serve the purpose and the intent this bill is meant to alleviate poverty, because it will set other small, emerging businesses out of business. That's the potential and the possibility that we see. So we're locating it to the clause 3, where we're objecting the application of this Act. But the spirit and the purport of minimum wage is not something that we object to, but we object to the general application. I hope I've made myself clear, Chair.
Yeah, thank you. That's why we're going here section by section. The point that you're raising now, I think it's a point that you should have raised when we are at that point. But generally, you accepted the bill. But the point that you're raising specifically on the application will be recorded. Honorable Magul.
Chairperson, will you allow me to just raise a question on the concern expressed by the DA?
I think we're dealing now with the adoption. I don't think we, at this stage, we are deliberating now. We close by close, so we should not be contesting each other's positions at this stage. Honorable Mateo.
To make it clear again that we do agree with the bill, but we disagree with the amount of 20 rand per hour that is too little.
Now that point also will be noted in the report. So the bill is adopted without amendments, but the concern that have been raised that will be recorded in the report. That will then be 80 cents. I thought by now we'd be having other copies. I think this process is getting slower. I thought by the time we finish with the national minimum wage would have copies of the basic conditions of amendment. I must say that we are being let down as members by the administration, because they should know that once a bill comes from the NA, then documents should be prepared to the select committee in the form of an interpreted document that takes into account the original bill and the amendments from the National Assembly Portfolio Committee. But it's a matter that we'll have to discuss with the superiors of the administration. We can't continue like this. Now it means we must again break and wait for copies. It's very bad. I can't even say how long we're going to break. We are at the mercy of the administration.
Check and I, while we're waiting, raise a procedural matter.
Okay.
We have these four bills before us, Chair. Have you already had an indication from the Chair of the NCOB when we'll be able to present it to the House?
Not necessary. Actually, the process is within our control as a committee, that we are dealing now with the bills, the integrated bills, because it depends as to whether we'll have amendments or not. That's why I'm saying it is still now in our control as a committee. If, for example, we don't have amendments, and then the bills are going to, or the report is going to be 80 seats, and the office that deals with the programming will then program it to go to the NCOB plenary. So it is then that's where then the office of the chair, as well as the office of the chief, will come in, because then they will be working together now to when it goes to the plenary. But they can't do that until we conclude everything here as a committee, either with amendments or without amendments, and then with ATC. For example, we've dealt with the one on the private members bill. I take it that as from tomorrow, then that should be ATC. And also we just concluded now the national minimum wage bill, that must also be ATC. We're going to go now to the basic conditions of employment, whichever comes first from the administration. We either deal with the Labor Relations Amendment Act or the basic conditions of amendment. But all of them will then be 80 seats. But then the office of the chief whip and the office of the chairperson will then decide as to when it's going to be in the, scheduled in the plenary. Then once it's the plenary, then we will table as a committee the report to the plenary for adoption or for consideration.
So, just to follow up, thank you, Chair, that's very helpful. When I spoke to our committee with Honorable Ntete last week in a car, so it wasn't a formal meeting. Of the record, I was made to understand that, because it's not a secret, but the conversation wasn't in a formal meeting, Chair. The thing that Honorable Ntebe shared with me was that there was going to be a meeting of the programming committee this week. I wanted to check when it was. Now he says tomorrow. because I would, through you, then maybe want us as a committee to urge the Honourable Teller to give formally the report to the programming committee, because that is the way in which we will be able to deal with the process questions. I just thought it's going to be important that we empower the Honourable Teller more by saying that as a committee, this is the position that we're taking on the processing of the legislation. And I'm not saying what the position should be, but saying that it would be helpful if we decide on it. Precisely with my motivation, Chair, that if we look at our program for this term, we're not going to be in Parliament as regularly as we have been in the last term. We're going to be out taking Parliament to the people, and we will be doing oversight. And the term after that, we will be also engaged in taking Parliament to the people in Gauteng. So I'm saying that we have limited time for meetings of the programming committee. So it's going to be important that we guide Honourable Ntebe also about how urgent or not urgent we consider the work that we're doing now. Thank you, Chair.
No, Chair. Oh, okay. Fortunately, now we have both the outstanding documents, the basic conditions of employment amendment bill, as well as the labor relations amendment bill. We start with the basic conditions of the employment amendment bill. The cover page says, reads as basic conditions of employment amendment bill as amended by the Portfolio Committee on Labor, National Assembly, B30B 2017. The bill is to amend the Basic Conditions of Employment Act of 1997 so as to substitute and insert certain definitions to provide for the daily wage payments applicable to certain employees, to repeal certain provisions dealing with sectoral determinations, and to establish the Employment Conditions Commission, to extend the jurisdiction of the Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration, to extend the provisions for the monitoring and enforcement by the Labour Inspector, to include the enforcement of the provisions of the National Minimum Wage Act of 2018, the Unemployment Insurance Act of 2001, and Unemployment Insurance Contributions Act of 2002, to provide for claims for underpayment, to provide for transitional arrangement, to regulate sectoral determinations currently in force, to strengthen collective bargaining in respect of the sectors regulated by those sectoral determinations, and to provide for matters connected with the any objection on that? Okay.
If you look at the purpose of this bill, I just want to go to one aspect there. Monitoring and enforcement by labor inspectors. Amongst other things that this bill seeks to achieve is to extend monitoring enforcement by labor inspector, right? Now, the argument that we've been placing on record is that the capacity of the monitoring and enforcement is not there. So if we extend it already, if we want to extend it, then we are really setting ourselves to fail, and it then nullifies the spirit and the purport of this bill in that particular regard, namely extension or extending, you know, monitoring and enforcement of labor inspectors, because the department based on admission in several engagements with them, they have conceded and admitted and placed it on record that they are indeed having a serious capacity of resources. They are
seriously under-resourced. So it cannot be that this could be extended to me. We hold the view that this is where this bill becomes problematic, mainly in this, and we'll be opposing it precisely on this aspect and in this regard. Thank you.
Honorable
Chair. Honorable Magwebu is raising a valid point. I think in the other role of the committee when we went to the other province, this is one of the issues that we raised. However, during the discussion in preparation to the adoption of this bill, this issue was sharply raised. And there was an explicit intent on the part of the department to ensure that there's universal coverage extended in terms of monitoring and enforcement to all workers through the labor inspectors. And therefore, such budgetary constraints that were there before were then therefore sorted. There was just so explicit intent from them to make sure that such will not happen in future. And therefore, the spirit and the intent, as Honorable Makwebu is raising, is to ensure that such universal coverage is extended to everybody. And if there be any shortfalls, we have anticipated that that will be coming from the side of the labor inspectors and the department have assured us that such has been covered in the future.
I think at this stage we'll just note the expression of the on this matter in the report. We will then go also section by section. Section 1, two, three, four, page 8, 22, page 9, 23, page 4, I mean, sorry, page 9, 24, and the last one, 25, and then the rest is the memorandum of the on the objects of the basic conditions of employment amendment 2017, which is a summary of the clauses in the bills. So can we have a move and a second for the adoption of the Honorable Dekhali?
Chairperson, I move for the adoption.
Second? Honorable Chairman, no.
I do, Chair.
Thank you very much. The bill has been adopted without any amendments, but the committee notes
objection of the DA specifically on the purpose of the bill? Thank you. Honorable McCoy.
Just two issues. I heard you saying you note the objection of the BA on the purpose of the bill. What I thought I heard, and I want to have this clarified by Honorable Mahwebu, please chair. I thought you were saying that because of that, we reject the bill. Are they rejecting the entire bill, or are they just expressing a concern with that clause? That's my first comment, chair. My second one is to appeal to the Department of Labor that once they have made the legislative changes, particularly to the X75 of 1997, I think it would help us as members of the committees to have the latest version available to us. I don't know whether they're going to print it or whatever, but it would help us. It would help me, definitely, if I have the latest version, please check. Thank you.
Can I just get clarity from Honorable Mahwebu? Are you objecting to the entire bill or just the purpose of it?
Thank you, sir. Chair, we are not objecting to the entire bill, but we will say if the jurisdiction, you know, we are happy with the jurisdiction of the CCMA being extended. We think the CCMA is doing very well. But we are then objecting because it also the same bill extends the jurisdiction of the enforcement and compliance, you know, that is labor inspectors, which I have already stated the reasons that there is no capacity there. So we are objecting it on that regard that it extends it to the monitoring and evaluation of the labor department.
Say from the position of the judge, I don't want to open this issue for contestation. This is the view of the DA. That's why I said we note the DA's objection. Otherwise, if we were to deliberate on it, with this matter, when there was a presentation by the Department of Labor, this was clarified, the issue of the capacity. In fact, I remember Mr. Mkhalifi indicated that within the department, the entities, CCMA is the only one that has had an increase in its budget as to accommodate this issue of additional responsibility that is given to them. So that it was clarified, but I don't want to contest now the position of the DA, except that we say we note it. So that when we report, we will indicate when we table the report in the plenary that this was the position that was raised by the DA. But then, if the DA, because what then will happen? The presiding officer, before the adoption of the bill, will call for party declarations. This is where then other parties will be able to contest the position of any of the parties. But for now, we're noting the positions of parties. But when we have the plenary and there's a call for declaration, anybody can contest each other the positions in the plenary. But for now, we're not going to do that. We just note the positions of parties. Thank you. We've adopted the basic conditions of employment amendment bill without any amendments, and the objections have been noted on the section that deals with the purpose. Thank you. The last bill is the Labor Relations Amendment Bill, as amended by Portfolio Committee on Labor, National Assembly, B32B 2017. Any objection on the cover. No, not A. B32D. Yeah, the copies that we've just received now. B32B 2017. Before I continue on, just want to double check if everybody's got a copy. Okay, then we can then continue. Any objection on the cover page? No. The bill is to amend the Labor Relations Act 1995 so as to provide criteria for the minister before the minister is compelled to extend the collective agreement as contemplated in the Act, to provide for the renewal and extension of funding agreement, to provide for picketing by collective agreement and by determination by the Commission in terms of picketing regulations, to provide for the classification of a ratified or determined minimum service, to extend the meaning of the ballot to include any voting by members that is recorded in secret, to provide for the independence of the registrar and the deputy registrar, to provide for an advisory arbitration panel, to provide for an advisory arbitration award, to provide for the transitional provisions, and to provide for matters connected therewith. Any objections? Not. Then we go section by section. Clause 1. No objections. 2. Page 4, 3, 4, page 5, 6, sorry, no, 5, 5 is on page 4, sorry. Oh, sorry, it's on page 5. And on page 6, also 5, yeah, 5 is on page 5 as well. Any objection? On page 6, clause 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, page 7, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 on page 10, 19, 20 on page 11, and then the rest is the memorandum of the object of the Labor Relations Amendment Bill. Any objection to the entire bill?
May it be placed on record and be noted that there is a concern we are raising during the process of public hearings. We hold the view that there was not adequate consultation with the labor unions, and I'll make a specific reference, because this bill has a potential to limit the right to strike and collective agreement and collective bargaining, rather. But be that as it may, here is my point. During the process of public hearings, I think the last union was NUMSA that appeared before us in the old assembly. The NUMSA were opposed to this, to this bill, to this amendment, and we've afforded them the opportunity to present their case, and they did. However, we were not afforded as members to engage and interact with them. For lack of a better word, I'll say, in court, we didn't have the opportunity to cross-examine them on their version, to get clarity and understand and engage, precisely because we had issues with time, if you remember, Chen. And that, to me, has rendered that process, in my view, a flawed. And I wanted to place that on record, that into those bases that we oppose this amendment, because we hold the view that there was no adequate consultation, and NUMSA becomes the example in the last union that appeared before us. As I said, they simply put their case across, but we were not afforded the opportunity to interact with them through their questions, to invite clarity or solicit clarity in their presentations. And I raised this matter personally myself, but we were told we didn't have time, we had to adjourn at 1 o'clock, and that's where we left this matter.
Let me just clarify that when stakeholders make submissions, there are two issues that happen. Either you note their submissions or you ask questions for clarity. You may not even comment on their submissions. It doesn't mean they have not been given an opportunity. Parties have been given opportunity to make submissions. Others have made submissions in writing and did not take the option of coming and present them orally. So we cannot say, therefore, even those the process is flawed because they did not come to present orally. Parties are free to send their submissions, but then they decide not to come. Because all that we do as a committee is to consider the submissions of the parties, which we did in our last meeting as a select committee, considering the also the responses of the department. The fact that we did not ask them, even if we had time, we can ask one question: what about the rest of the submissions? Would you say because we've asked one question and therefore the submission is considered, and you have not asked a question, so it's not considered? We're not obliged to ask questions to submissions, but all that we need to do is to consider the submissions that have been made by the stakeholders without necessarily even asking them questions for clarity. Some of the submissions may be clear that they don't require any questions for clarity. Because now we don't ask questions for clarity, and therefore the process is a flawed. All the issue is to that we need is to consider the points that have been made by parties. But also we're not obliged to accept the position that we are independent as a committee. We are free to decide on the bills. But we give the public opportunity to make comments. It doesn't necessarily mean we'll agree with their comments. We may agree with their comments, we may not agree with their comments. So there's no obligation that because they made submission and therefore automatically we must accept their submissions. But it's an opportunity that is in the Constitution, that of public involvement. So the fact that we did not have time for us to be able to ask questions, even if we had time, there's no guarantee that we would have asked questions. There were members that did never ask any question. We can't say so and so didn't ask questions, and therefore the process was flawed. So I just want to clarify that the fact that parties or stakeholders submit submissions, and therefore we are obliged as a committee to ask questions for clarity.
but because their submissions were in writing and the issues that they raised were also considered in the last meeting of the, even without us asking them direct questions, which were not necessarily obliged to ask them, but the issues that they raised were considered. So I just wanted to clarify that point. But if there is any other objection on the bill itself, we'll accept that. But on the issues of procedure, I wanted just to clarify the issue of procedure, but not necessarily the substance. But then on the substance, if you object on the substance of the bill, then we'll consider that and note it as a point that you raised as a party. So I would say at this stage, I don't regard that this is an objection, because Nomsa was not, we did not ask Catherine for clarity. Because if you notice that in the last meeting of the committee, the issues that were raised by Nomsa were recorded in the template and also were responded to. The fact that they did not ask questions didn't mean, therefore, their issues were not considered. They were recorded and responses were provided. Honorable Magunu.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, with due respect, I will not labor this matter, but I would want to be placed on record that this is what I have raised. And we would not labor it because I'm sure we're moving from the different premise altogether, because I may bring an argument. But as I'm saying, not now, now that we are not on the same page. I respect your view, but I hold my view strongly as well. Thank you.
Fine. Because we're not in court, because you also made an example of court. We are not in court. We consider submissions. We're not obliged to ask questions to those who are making submissions, but we consider the submissions that have been made. We either agree with them or we disagree with them. So that is a process that we employ when we deal with the submissions by the public. Okay, the bill has been adopted.
Thank you, Chair. I wanted to move for the adoption without any amendments, Chair, on this bill. Yes, I believe any political party would then do their declaration in the House. Thank you, Chair.
I thought that was already done. Maybe it was the previous one. But it's the previous one that you move for the adoption and seconded by Honorable Ted. Oh, okay. Honorable Samba is moving adoption. Any second? Or Honorable Ted? Yes, okay. The Bill on Labor Relations Amendment has been adopted without any amendments. But the points that you raised will be noted. What we're going to do now, Honorable Members, and we just going to break, say, for 10 minutes so that we quickly prepare a report that I will read, and then for adoption, and then that report will then be ATC'd. Just 10 minutes break. Thank you.